That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Doc Withers in his office in the back part of the Jot 'em Down store and Meadowlark Restaurant. Abner is just entering. Listen.
Well, come in, Abner. Come in. Glad to see you. Glad to have you.
You mind if I just sit down here in your office for a minute?
No, my. Glad to have you. Wasn't doing anything anyway. Just sitting here waiting for patients.
Well, I'm just plumb wore out. Doggies.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, I'd rather you wouldn't sit there, Abner.
Huh? What's the matter?
Billy's sleeping right back of that chair.
Billy?
Mr. Johnson's goat.
Oh, yeah, I see him now. Doggy, that turn around there startled me. First seen his face, I thought that was Grand Pole Master's there.
That's just Billy. He just dropped off to sleep about 10 minutes ago. I don't want to disturb him just yet.
Huh. That's the first time I ever heard a goat snore, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Just what's wrong with that goat, Doc?
With Billy Boy?
Yeah. Seems like you've had him for a patient ever since you moved to Pine Ridge.
Yes, he's been under my care for some time now. Well, as far as I can tell, he is suffering from a maladjusted home life.
He is? Oh, I had no idea it was that serious.
His personality and that of Mr. Johnson seem to clash.
Well, yeah, I saw him clash out there to his place one time. I was delivering some groceries out there to the Johnsons.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the fact is, they had just clashed. I had to help Mr. Johnson up off the ground there.
Yes. Well, Mr. Johnson dodged quick enough this time, and Billy went ahead but hit a fence post.
Oh.
Seemed to give the goat a slight headache.
Huh.
But it's not serious, I don't think. Needs a little rest.
Yeah. Well, he don't need a little rest any more than I do. Dog, is that Lum keeps me busier than a six-arm paper hanger. I just don't think I can stand up under it no longer.
Yes.
Running the store and the restaurant was bad enough. But now that he's making a success out of them Lum burgers he's serving, he keeps me hopping like a frog on a hot stove.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord me. Taking orders, serving sandwiches, pouring coffee, washing dishes, sweeping out, swabbing the counters, bowing and shaking.
How's that, honey?
Bowing and shaking.
Hmm?
Every time Lum gets another Lum burger cooked up, why, I'm supposed to rush over and shake hands with him and then bow to him. Now, don't ask me what that's for, because I do not know.
Some custom, no doubt.
Yeah, maybe so. You ought to just come out there and watch him, Doc. He stands there smiling and grinning just like he'd just got done singing a solo song up on some big opera stage. Oh, does he think he is the big pumpkins now?
Yes. Well, that's very interesting. Fleeger Hornsby raised pumpkins.
I tell you, I just can't stand up under that work no longer. I just can't do it. I'm just plumb wore out. He thinks he's so famous now on account of inventing them Lum burgers that he don't have to do nothing around here no more. Just stand out there and smile. Look out the window at everybody.
Yes, uh-huh. Mrs. Hornsby helped him. She helped Fleeger. Got right out there in the field along with the pumpkins. Perhaps you were acquainted with him out there.
No, I don't know him, Doc.
Had a place 4 miles due south by southeast. Southeast. Southwest of Bob Ivy.
Well, I'm so tired, I just don't know nobody hardly. What do you think I ought to do about it, Doc?
Do about what, Abner?
Why, me having to do
it? You know, there's some who say that Mrs. Hornsby worked among the pumpkins for so many years that she finally got to looking like one. I don't say that's true, however.
Yeah. Well, Doc, now, if you've got any ideas how you could help me...
I will say, though, that she did have a rather orange complexion. And quite frequently, she'd turn up missing during harvest time.
Turn up missing?
So you want some advice, huh, Abner?
Yeah. You mean that Ms. Hornsby got harvested along
Abner,
with her?
Don't keep getting off the subject, please. The thing for you to do is to ask for a raise. Tell them you want more money. What's your present salary? How much is he paying you?
Well, now, which do you want to know? my salary for being head waiter and dishwasher, or soup jockey and pearl diver, that is, my salary for all that is $10 a week. But so far, Lom ain't paid me nothing.
Hasn't paid you anything?
Not one red cent.
You're worth more than that, Abner.
Why, Dogas, I believe you're right.
Go in there and tell them you demand a raise or you're going to sever connections.
Oh, no, no, sir. No, sir, not me. I've got enough work to do without taking on no new jobs. I ain't severing no connections for him or nobody else. Dogas, I'll quit first.
Well, that's what I mean, quit.
Oh, is that what that means?
Put it up to him on a man-to-man basis.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a good idea. How much salary do you reckon I ought to ask for?
Well, don't hold back. Remember, a man's worth what he can get.
Yes, sir, that's a good idea.
Yes, sir. Ask for $7.
All right. Well, I'm making 10 now.
All right, make it 10. Go to with it.
But, Doc, I want to get more than I'm supposed to get now.
That's right. That's the idea I've been trying to get across to you.
So, you know what, Doc? I believe I'll just try to get 15. No, 20. 20.
20 what?
Dollars.
Oh.
My Dogas, I'm going in there and ask him for it right this minute, too. I'm going to strike him while the flat iron's hot.
Let's ask him for a raise, too.
I'll do it. I'll get 20. Maybe even 30. I don't know.
Now watch out for Billy Boy there. Don't wake him up.
No, I won't. I won't. Much obliged to you for giving me this idea, too, Doc.
Oh, not at all. Not at all.
Well, I'll think it over, Cedric, and let you know later.
Say it, Long.
Sure would like to get in again if I could, though.
Well, we'll see, Cedric. So long.
So long.
Long, just a minute now. Stand up there. I want to talk to you.
Granny, that's the way it always is. Quick as you get famous, everybody wants to get in on it.
Yeah, well, now, listen.
Now, Cedric wants to get his job back as dishwasher. He quit us once when he was struggling along, but now that things is going good, a little better anyway, at the restaurant, he wants to get in on the big money. And it seems like that's all anybody ever thinks about. Money, money, money. Disgusting.
Yeah.
Why can't folks like you for your personality instead of your money? Ever since I got famous a couple of days ago, it just seemed like everybody in town's coming around all the time trying to get something from me. Everybody's got his hand out.
They have, huh?
Oh, yeah. What was it you want to talk to me about?
Well, nothing. Actual. Hardly.
Well, if there's anything on your mind, speak up.
Yeah, well, Well, I forget now what it is, I think.
Uh-huh. Well, I better get to work and study up some new advertising stunts for the Lumberger.
Advertising stunts?
Oh, I've got some big ideas on that now.
You have, huh?
I'm going to make it a nationwide household word from coast to coast all over the country.
I know, Islam, I want a raise.
I'll be a national figurehead. You what?
Well, there. I said it and I mean it. I'm glad. I do all the work around here. Every bit of the work that's did in this place, I do it. Abner Peabody. The scrubbing, the dusting, the washing, the serving. I don't know what all. Anything that's to be did, I'm the one to do it.
Abner, you surprised me. I thought me and you was in this together to make ourselves a lot of money.
Well, I am. That's why I want to start making some of it right now.
Well, I put you on a fine salary with a promise of a bonus next Christmas.
Where is the salary?
Abner, you ain't incinerating it. I ain't paying you.
No, I just ain't saw none of the cash money, though.
Oh, well, that's different. See, up to now, the money we've took in is all in a revolving fund. Operating capital, you might say.
I want $25 a week.
You want what?
I want $20 a week.
Granny, that's more than I'm making out of the business myself. And here I am, the Lumberger King.
Yeah, but I do all the work around here, Lum. Either I get a raise, or I'm connecting severance right now. I'm quitting.
No, I am. You can't.
I am doing it. I'll do it right now, too. And what's more, I want my back wages right this minute. And the money you owe the store for rent on your restaurant. I want that paid up, too.
I didn't forget about it.
Yes, sir. I ain't forgot about it. You owe me, you owe the store, you owe everybody, and all you do is just pour more work on me.
All right, Abner. I'll even do better than that.
No, sir. If you can't...
I'll make you a half partner in the Meadowlark restaurant.
Oh, no, you don't. No, sir.
I'll make you a full half partner.
Huh. Well, that's better. I don't know, though. I did sort of want to have a little pin money to rattle in my pocket.
Well, if you're a partner, you can name your own salary.
I can?
Why, sure.
Well, I never know that. Well, I doggies. It's a deal. It's a... Put it... Give me your hand. Shake hands.
All right. Silly, but here it is.
Yeah. Howdy, partner. Abner Peabody, starting today, you get $25 a week. You got all right, Lum, old partner?
Yeah, sure.
Ah, good for me. 25 a week. That's it.
That is, if you think the business can stand it.
Yes, sir. 25 a week.
Paying out salaries like that's liable to cut down our profits, you know.
It is, huh?
Yeah. That's a pretty big expense for you to be paying out every week there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That is every week. Now, maybe I better make that 20.
Well, suit yourself.
Yeah, 20 is what you get out.
I'll be glad to let you look over the bookkeeping books. Buying all that hamburger and stuff and buns and everything comes pretty high, you know. Actually, ain't a whole lot left over for the profits. But if you want to eat up your profits by paying out absorbent wages, well, you can do it because you're a partner now.
Yeah. Well, let's see here now. As long as I'm in this thing, I would like to make a profit.
Natural.
Ain't no use paying a man more than his worth.
No.
No sense in just throwing money away.
Poor policy.
Feller starts out in a new business, they ought not to try to get rich right at the start. But wait, take your time. All right, Dogus Abner Peabody, you're overpaid. From now on, I'm cutting you to $7 a week. Now, you can take it or get out. That's all I can afford.
Yes, and you're lucky to get that, Abner. You're dealing with a hard man now.
Listen again Monday and every weekday at this time for Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer and One-A-Day brand vitamins. Gene Baker speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting Network.